And we're back. All right, sorry about the pause. I wanted to make sure I had my microphone set up correctly. And you know how this show goes. I really don't do any edits. And when I say I really don't do them, I just don't. And I know that might be shocking to hear how the quality of these shows is so good. And you may just be shocked to learn that they're very raw. They're 100% organic. They have not been modified in any way, including genetically. It's as real and human and as organic as you get, unfortunately. So it's part of the fun. You never know how bad it's going to get. I was just looking back. It's been a little while since I've touched base, and I wanted to check in with me and you on how I'm feeling and how you're feeling. Spring has sprung. We're in March now. I feel like I'm ready to move forward with some things. I feel like I'm really wanting to push myself to get out there and do things that make me happy. And I notice when I push myself to do those things, I do feel better. And so I've been really working on some projects that have been bringing me happiness, and it's been making me feel better and making me want to do more. So I thought I'd share. Right now, something that I'd really love is I collect rocks and sand and dirt from all over the world wherever I travel or I go camping, and just always love that. And my dad used to do that as well, and he had a bunch of old rocks. Anything from, you know, geodes to crystals to red rock, sandstone, igneous stone, you name it. He's got petrified wood and then just some rocks that I have no idea what they are. And he has a lot of them, and they've just been sitting in my garage forever. And before that, they were sitting in his basement forever. And he has passed away, and I got them out to look at them, which was really fun. I did find also a bunch of Native American chippings from rocks, not necessarily the actual arrowheads, but the chippings from Native Americans making the arrowheads, which is really cool. And I'll probably get in trouble for having those, but oh well. I don't have much in life, so I'm going to keep them. What I've done is I've gotten these glass vases and jars, and I'm organizing the rocks in different ways and kind of getting creative and artistic and putting them together in these vases to make kind of a little mini rock scenery, if you will. And it's been really fun, and they're turning out really pretty cool looking. I like it. It kind of looks like you've got a little mini piece of, you know, I'm looking at one right now. It's my red rock kind of collection, and I've got a bunch of red sand from probably Canyonlands and, you know, southern Utah, and I've got some rocks. And red rock, and of course some of the Native American chippings in there with some other stones. And it looks like, you know, I've put them in this glass vase that's about 12 inches wide and 6 inches tall, so it's kind of a wider vase, just glass, so you can see through everything. And it looks like, you know, a little mini piece of Canyonlands, and it's just sitting on my kitchen counter, and it makes me happy. So I've been doing that with all of the rocks, and as I've been diving into that whole thing, I've been getting more and more creative and feeling better and better about me and just feeling some joy and happiness and connection and contentness. It's been meaningful and spiritual, and it's important to me, and I feel like it turns out so beautiful. I love it. So I'm still working on that, and that's been kind of fun. And now with spring coming around the corner, I've been spending time outside, which helps me tremendously. I'm currently working on, you're going to laugh at me, but I'm just going to say it. I'm training a family of pinion jays, which are basically like beautiful blue jays that live in my area. And I have a family that come around, and they have trained me very well that when they come and they start landing on different places in the house, through all the windows, and kind of letting me know, hey, we're here, we want our peanuts, we're hungry. And so I go out there and feed them. And I've seen these videos of people that go out and feed these wild birds, and they just have these seeds in their hands. And so my goal this year, this summer, this spring, is I am going to get one of these blue jays to take a peanut out of my hand one way or another. So I'll let you know how that is going. But getting outside is so helpful for me. I'm sure everybody has their own things that just they can lose themselves in, and that's the other thing I've lost myself in this week, which has been fabulous, is going outside and getting ready for gardening and organizing things, kind of cleaning up the yard and getting excited about some different projects that I want to do in the yard and spending time outside. So, you know, today I'm in a fairly good mood. I have a little bit of hope, which is great when I have it. I want to celebrate it. I hope all of you out there do as well. And if you don't, hang on. I know it's rough and you may want to punch me in the face for saying that, because I probably would when I'm in one of my moods. But it can be hard to get out of, really, really, really hard to get out of. And I don't know the secret or the magic answer to how to get out of there, except for sometimes I have to kind of push myself to get uncomfortable and do something, even though I don't want to, that I know might spark some interest, something that I may have had an interest in before. So I'll challenge all of you to do the same, even if it's small, even if it's so little, like laying in bed in the morning and stretching and taking 2 minutes to just center yourself, meditate. Doesn't have to be anything huge. I mean, that's how I get so overwhelmed and I shut down things like that so easily, because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I gotta find this meditation and I gotta get up, I don't want to do that. And so for me, I have to really start with baby steps and get myself to just take some deep breaths in and lay in bed and just center myself and breathe and feel, you know, the senses, like they tell you to do, to figure out, you know, what can you feel, you know, 3 to 4 or 5 things around you, what can you see, and just try to get yourself into the present moment, even if it's for a short time. Helps me connect, and I hope maybe that will help somebody out there. Anyway, I'm just here to share my journey of depression and anxiety and whatever else I have going on with me. I'm sure I'm neurotic and who knows. But I'm just doing my best, and part of me, you know, pushing myself in my uncomfortable zone is this podcast as well. and feeling like I want to say something, and I want it to be real, and I want it to be raw, and I don't want it to be edited. And it's like a personal journal in a way of how I've been feeling and what's going on in my life as I'm growing and learning and failing and succeeding and learning to love myself and going through the ups and downs and the crazy sideways of life and feeling like, you know, I'm learning to be myself again and to empower myself to be okay with who I am. And that can be really hard, so especially for me. Anywho, sorry for such a long, boring podcast today. I have nothing exciting except for the bluebirds, the pinion jays. I will let you know when they're landing on my hand and I have trained them. I'll bring them on the show. They can, you know, be on the podcast. Maybe eventually I'll introduce a video, and that would be really scary, but maybe. I hope everybody out there is feeling fabulous and connected to life and is content. That's my wish for the world. Until next time.